This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Attorneys for two officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain are building a case around the large dose of ketamine he was given after police restrained him. The defense's Harvey Steinberg questioned medical expert Dr. David Buther this morning.
Would you agree that Mr. McClain would not have died but for receiving the ketamine?
I think it's more likely than not. If he did not receive the ketamine, he might have survived.
So it's the ketamine that killed him, no question.
Well, there's no question that that was the primary driver, and I think in those 145 pages is a discussion of the other factors that contributed to the increased risk of the ketamine.
Dr. Buther was referencing a report he filed on McClain's death. The prosecution says the officer's actions killed McClain, not the ketamine. Two former Clear Creek County deputies indicted in the fatal shooting of 22-year-old Christian Glass have been offered a plea deal. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports.
Andrew Buin and Kyle Gould were indicted on felony charges just before Thanksgiving last year. Glass had called 911 for help after his car got stuck on a rural road. Former Officer Gould is the one who gave the order to forcibly remove Glass from his car. Buin fatally shot Glass, who appeared to be having a mental health crisis. A hearing for the case is set for November 2nd. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Colorado now has its first plague-related death since 2021. The San Juan Basin Public Health Department confirmed the death but hasn't released any more details. There have only been three plague-related deaths in Colorado over the last decade. This is CPR News.